And it's time for us now to review the trot action from the weekend. And joining us is Blake Redden. How are you, Blake?
Yeah, good. Looking forward to going through Saturday night's meeting. It's the off-season to some degree, isn't it? But we still had a free-for-all, which was a good class race. And also the Battle of the Claimer Heats was one of the highlights as well.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. And this was taken out by Duke of Albany, who won over If the Mood Suits. How was this race run?
Yeah, it was relatively steady for a sprint trip MO class race. They went 155.2, which isn't blindingly quick, not slow neither, but the first quarter was comfortable enough for Duke of Albany, who was able to race to the lead. They went 28.9. He backed it down to 30.3 for that second section, and then he started to wind it up again inside the last 800 metres. He got the job done. He sort of was left a sitting shot a fair way out If the Mood Suit came to his outside. And, you know, stuck on well but couldn't quite get the job done. Winger Chewy Jew was making ground along the sprint lane. Hickstead was clearly the unlucky runner, probably should have won the race with a clear running. He never really saw that despite getting a bit of a gap late. He was held up again on the line. Really good run from him, and he's clearly going to be winning races very shortly. Hickstead, he was only third up there, so he'll be better for the run. Black Warrior didn't have much luck in behind them. Vinny Chase was okay, sat parked and pulled pretty hard through the middle stages, so you can definitely follow him going forward. There were a number of good runs in the race. Top the Ace is ticking over well for something easier. I suppose the slight disappointment of the race may have been Christian Jazz, but he did have to sit wide early, so he's probably one that you can forgive on that effort. But Duke of Albany was too good in the first.
Okay, Duke of Albany, the winner race one. We go over to the second, and this was taken out by somewhat of a roughie in the mare Last Flight In. It was a $25-odd chance after the odds-on favourite Glenferrie Blade failed to run a place.
Yeah, I don't think there were too many excuses either for the favourite Glenferrie Blade. I know she copped a little bit of heat mid-race when we actually smooth worked around to the breeze, but by the same token, she found the lead over 22.40. She ran a lead time of 44.5 and then rolled into a first quarter of 30.2. She never really got to ease off the pedal, to be fair to her, but look, she was in front. She had the pegs, and she just wasn't good enough. Wowsy Smooth, who did do that work in Sat Park, beat her home. So that's probably a decent indicator that maybe Glenferrie Blade wasn't quite at the best or as good as what we'd come to expect from her over the last couple of months. Last Flight In, she was just off that speed. She pulled wide. She was able to keep on fighting out wide on the track, and she got the job done. It was a good win from her, who has been in form, just been struggling to find her right race, but it all worked out well for her on the weekend. Wowsy Smooth, as I alluded to, stuck on well from the breeze. Little Lynn hit the line really hard, and outside of those, Who Are You was probably the unlucky runner. Didn't see much clear air late, but wasn't beaten far, and she's definitely going to continue to win her races, Who Are You. I thought Flojo's Gold was just fair. She didn't show as much gate speed as I expected, and she never really made ground either. Not sure exactly what went wrong with Beau Reeve, another one that was in the market that dropped right out, but Last Flight In got the job done in a suitable race.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the next event, which was race number three. This was one of the heats of the Battle of the Claimers, and Wash Me Pockets was able to take this out.
Yeah, it looked for a little while like he may be disadvantaged by that perfect run behind the leader, because Soho Monza, the second place getter, got a bit of a head of steam up and momentum on the outside heading into the straight. But prior to that, they went, you know, again, a pretty steady first section for this type of race, 28.8. After a lead time of 7.4, You Bring the Drinks was able to hold the lead as many people expected, and then they just backed it down a little bit to the 30.2 second quarter, and then through that last half again wound it up. Wash Me Pockets, as I mentioned, was behind the leader, You Bring the Drinks. He wasn't tiring into the straight, but Soho Monza did look to go past him, but when the sprint lane opened up, Wash Me Pockets was able to use that to effect, and it was just a little bit too nippy for Soho Monza, who had done some work and was quite a good run. Lovable Larrikin was poking up behind them late and wasn't a bad run. The field sort of got destroyed at one stage when...
And we've lost Blake there, so we'll endeavour to get him back on the line to continue the discussion about Wash Me Pockets' performance. What we'll do in the meantime is take a break. It's 17 past.
An RSN transmitter check. Across Shepparton and the Goulburn Valley on 1260 AM. Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
We spoke with Craig Williams fresh after winning his fifth Scobie Breasley medal and another Group 1 on Vega Magic in the Memsie.
The feeling he gave me on Saturday was nothing more that the horse has only come on and improved. He only feels like his best season is even going to be probably even next season.
And Hugh Bowman joined us after Winx's remarkable win in the Chelmsford, and he says she is going as well as ever.
I guess everyone has an opinion, and from me being inside the circle, so to speak, we couldn't be happier with her.
Racing Pulse.
We're back tomorrow from 8:30. From 9 o'clock, Murray Baker on Racing's Open Mind.
On RSN 927.
The spring issue of Ladies in Racing magazine is out now, with Racing Victoria chairman Amanda Elliott on the cover. Ladies in Racing is the only national glossy lifestyle magazine, especially for those who enjoy the glamour and stories of ladies in thoroughbred harness and greyhound racing. And it's the perfect gift. Get six issues, starting with a spring edition, for just $59. And you'll have the chance to win one of six $300 vouchers from Perry Curtin. Ladies in Racing magazine. Call 1300 783 112, or order online at ladiesinracingmagazine.com.au.
On RSN 927, Winners with Nadia Horn.
And welcome back to Winners. Blake Redden is back with us after his phone just dropped out momentarily. And Blake, we were talking about the win of Wash Me Pockets in the first heat of the Battle of the Claimers.
Yeah, that's right. He sat behind the leader. It looked like potentially he was going to be in an awkward spot when Soho Monza got the better of his bringing the drinks heading into the straight, but he was able to get the sprint lane quickly enough, and he showed his dash. He's an 11-year-old, but he's still racing really well. Wash Me Pockets, he got the job done from Soho Monza, who was a good run. Lovable Larrikin was one that was poking through late, and You Bring the Drinks, who led, was fair. There was a bit of a shuffle up mid-race when Classy Mahone dropped right out, and one of the runners that was really a disadvantage there was Coldplay Road. Had to go back through the field and still made ground late. So give him a tick. Aldebaran Macca, the second favourite, was just fair on face value and probably can't win the final of the Battle of the Claimers. But Wash Me Pockets, if everything went his way, he's one that possibly can.
Okay, what about the next race, race four, which was the second heat of the Battle of the Claimers? This was taken out by Saint Flash.
Just a dominating and dominant performance. He is your nominal and clear, potentially even odds-on favourite for the Battle of the Claimers final next week or this week, because he just strolled to the front. His form card didn't look spectacular. His first three runs back at Menangle weren't terribly impressive, but he returned to Victoria. Ken Harpley's taken over, really astute trainer, and he went to the lead, and he never looked like being in any sort of doubt. He went quick time. He went 153.8, so he never stopped running, and he put them away a long way out off the back. He was going to win by a big margin, and that was certainly the case. Crazy Days, Dave's doing a really good job improving all the time, ran into second by a clear margin, and I'm the Boss is the only other one to follow from the race in terms of a place chance for the final. He ran into third and wasn't a bad run without much luck, but Saint Flash was ultra dominant and looks the horse to beat in the final.
All right, so that's a look at Saint Flash's performance in the second heat. We then go over to race five. This was the free-for-all for the night, taken out by Flaming Flutter.
It was a good drive by Greg Sugars to be able to put him into the action at the right time. It's probably not as strong a free-for-all as we've seen in the last couple of weeks with the likes of TCB, McCray and San Carlo, but by the same token, still a really good race. Nowitzki was able to fire over after the start. He controlled the tempo to some degree, first quarter of 28.6, second quarter of 29 seconds, and then a third of 28, and rolled into a similar last fraction. But Flaming Flutter, as I mentioned, was put into the race at the right time, was able to control the tempo to some degree, and held off a really good then fast-finishing Ideal Success, who came from the back and ran a good race. Three-way stuck on pretty well, all things considered. Lovin' a Chevy, that's probably the one that you look at and say is there a little question mark on the form, because he was finishing really hard along the pegs and was only beaten about 3 metres, and I don't think many people would have expected him to be competitive at free-for-all level. He's racing well by the same token, but just a little question mark on the form, I guess. Young Modern, who was one of the early favourites, was okay, but probably potentially may have needed the run and should be better for it. So interesting free-for-all. I think we'll learn more in the coming weeks from it.
All right, so that's a look at the free-for-all. We then head over to race number six, and Mr. 1-2 was able to win this, started favourite and won well.
He did, the old boy. He was advantaged by the pole marker holding the lead. 11-year-old Mr. 1-2, he'd been improving from first to second run this campaign, and then third run he got the job done. Sapphire Swayze, he led. Not sure if he got fired up, but that second quarter is probably what's done him in the end. He went 28-6. He
He was going relatively quickly through those middle stages, the third quarter of 28-2, and Mr. 1-2 was just able to get off his back at the right time and pulled out and never really looked in much doubt, Mr. 1-2. So he was too strong for them. His okie-dokie ran on pretty well off the pretty quick tempo. Sapphire Swayze's still done a good job after winning brilliantly last week. He's gone close enough to, replicating that performance despite being beaten into third. They went 154-9, which is pretty quick for the middle distance at Melton, particularly in an M1 to M2 class. Tryson ran on well. Hugh Victor was somewhat disappointing after a brilliant performance last week. I'm interested to see where he's at next time. And Yeonton Bob was obviously a forgive run, probably broken gear there, but he was pulled out of the race. So, interested to see where a couple go next time, but Mr. 1-2 continues his progression.
All right, so that's Mr. 1-2's performance. What about Miss Noel? Let's pick up the concluding stages of the mare's performance, taking out the trot.
The leader, Any Old Way, leads 2 metres, Rift Valley. Third, Forest Spider. Fourth, It's Not Dark Yet. Then Miss Noel, Columbia's DJ. The inside, Xenia. Aldebaran Southland's out 3 deep. Columbia's DJ hooks out in front of it. Going through the middle, Ain't That Right, Macca. Well, back in the field was Opia on the inside of Regal Pepperell and Suave Taj. 400 metres left to travel. 29-2 off the back straight. Any Old Ways had a reasonably good run in front. Leads 2 metres. Rift Valley called upon. Forest Spider waits for the run with Miss Noel. Then It's Not Dark Yet. Ain't That Right, Macca and Columbia's DJ into the straight. Any Old Way, 4 metres in front. Rift Valley on the inside. Forest Spider with Miss Noel. Any Old Way in front with 50 to go. Miss Noel flying. Any Old Way. Miss Noel, the inside. Any Old Way, Miss Noel. Oh, it's very close. Any Old Way may have clung on from the inside, Miss Noel, but there's only a nose between them. Regal Pepperell for third out wide, doing its best work at the end. Xenia, It's Not Dark Yet, close up.
Well, Blake, it was a desperately tight finish. Miss Noel just getting there over Any Old Way.
Yeah, indeed. She had the soft running transit being 3 pegs, but when that gap appeared, she did motor late and she got the job done over Any Old Way, who led, set its own tempo in front. They mile rated 2:00.9, which is okay for the middle distance for the trotters. Lead time of 45.7, and then they were really able to set their own tempo through that first and second quarter of the last mile, 32.3 into a 31.1. So it did make it pretty hard for anything off the pegs to make ground, and that was the case with Any Old Way and Miss Noel gapping the rest. Miss Noel getting the job done. Regal Pepperell was an enormous performance. Never really looked comfortable in the straight, was trotting quite roughly, but still continued to find the line. Two to their one the last 100 metres. Clearly ready to win again soon. It's Not Dark Yet, it was fair. Forest Spider, same story, was okay. But outside of that, not a lot to take from the beaten brigade. Ain't That Right, Macca was one that didn't have a whole lot of luck in between horses late. And Suave Taj, the favourite, just lost it at the start, obviously. Lost probably 30 or 40 metres and did a good job to beat one home in the end. But all credit to the winner, Miss Noel. I think Regal Pepperell won to follow from the race.
We have a look at race number 8. This was another heat of the Battle of the Claimers, won by the short price favourite, Beach Boy Adios.
Yeah, he was good. He sat past, was able to control the race to some degree outside I'm Intense, 156.3. So clearly a much more slower mile rate than St. Flash, but by the same token, he's probably the one horse on talent and class that can challenge St. Flash going into the final of that race. I'm certain he'll be second favourite at absolute worst. Good, solid win. Put the leader away halfway up the straight. I'm Intense battled on fairly. Our Ivanhoe was probably a better run to some degree, despite being beaten into fifth compared to his last couple, but he's still not quite at his absolute brilliant best. And Carden Merger was clearly, again, not at his best either. So from the beat brigade, I don't think anything can challenge unless they find their absolute best in the final, but Beach Boy Adios can.
All right, so Beach Boy Adios a tick there, and then we go on to race number 9. This was won by Attends On Pop the Last, A. Victor.
Yeah, she didn't win by a big margin, but I think she still had plenty in hand when Courtney John rushed at her late to run second, only beat 2.5 metres. But yeah, she led, she controlled it. They went 156.8, so again, not a blistering time, but they are only C1 to C2 mares. To be fair to her, but she just sprinted up that last 800 metres and was too strong for Courtney John, who was good, made late ground. They put a bit of a gap on the rest, Lady Bellissimo, and then not a lot to take from the others. But she's quite an interesting mare. I'm not sure exactly where she's going to get to. She's out of Vertigal, so she's well-bred. and she's doing a really good job. I guess it's now time to find out exactly where she's at.
Exactly. So who do you think are the main horses to take out of the program, Blake?
Certainly, as I alluded to, Regal Pepperell is a trotter that I want to follow in its next couple of starts. It will be really hard to beat. I think Sapphire Swayze, perhaps in an easier sort of race, is one that could be winning again shortly. From the free-for-all, it's quite hard to follow any of them strongly. I would say Lovin' and Chevy Down in Grade is probably the one you want to be looking at. Saint Flash heading into that battle of the claimers final looks incredibly hard to beat.
Good on you, Blake. Thank you.
Thanks.